This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question here at the beginning of this piece, and I'm going to ask it again at the end. And I want you to notice how your answer may or may not change, all right? And as we go through this, your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. The links are in the description. Lots of buzz online about these two as of right now. And I thought this would be kind of a good see something, say something sort of episode. Because there's something not right here. All right, here's your question before I get too far down a bit of a rabbit hole. Is Jesse Ridgway a fraud? Or is there something actually wrong with him? Because there seems to be about two optional lanes, and those are them. Fraud, mentally ill. Maybe a little bit of both. This is an opinion piece, by the way. This is in my opinion. This is allegedly. This is all of that. Because fraud and something actually wrong with you driving this type of behavior are two very different things. And we're going to get into it right now. I'm curious, like I said, to get your thoughts on what the hell this cornucopia of wrong is that continues to come out of this man's devices for attention. A fraud knows what he's doing. A fraud can stop. And the more I look at Jesse Ridgway's record, not the last week, not the last month, but the last 20 years, the less I think this is a man who won't stop. I think this is a man who can't. And that's scarier. Because a fraud burns out eventually. Whatever Jesse Ridgway is, he's never burned out. He's only gotten worse. And every person who gets close to him allegedly pays for it. Let me show you what I mean. Between 2012 and 2016, Jesse Ridgway ran a YouTube series called Psycho Series. This is good information because if you're new to Jesse Ridgway, which I was, I didn't know who the hell this guy was from Adam, and you start digging into his history and his patterns of behavior, all of this starts to make a lot more sense, and eventually you go, why am I wasting my time on this? So let me help you not waste any more of your time on this. So between 2012 and 2016, he ran a YouTube series called Psycho Series. 684 episodes. His father smashing his gaming equipment, screaming matches, physical confrontations, a staged on-camera murder in the finale, all of it fake, fake, fake. All of it presented as real. I mean, and if you had any common sense and watched this guy's videos, I watched a few of them to get some context. Horrible acting. I mean, it's clearly, I don't know, to me, it's clearly people that are staging something, but many believed because it was presented as real. Just like his pregnancy with the Down syndrome baby that they aborted. Supposedly real. And over those 4 years, over 1,000 people picked up the phone and called 911 because they believed a young man was being terrorized by his father. He pitched it, he presented it, people believed it, and they literally called the police. Thousands of them. Real human beings who saw something on their screen and cared enough about a stranger to call for help. Women who are probably a lot like you, mothers, sisters, people who know what it looks like when something in a family is being hurt. They call because they gave a damn. And Jesse Ridgway knew the calls were coming in. He knew for 4 years. He knew people were scared for him. And he let it continue because their fear was generating a billion views and paying for his life. Here's the part that matters. When it was finally revealed as fake, Jesse Ridgway said, I never lied. I was playing a character. He didn't apologize, not to a single person who called the police, not to one mother who lost sleep, not one word of acknowledgement that those people's fear was real and he was turning it into a payday, even if the show wasn't. He just called it art. and moved on.
Is that art?
Or is that personality, mental disorder with a YouTube channel? I need you to ask yourself something, not whether that's dishonest. Obviously, it's dishonest. Ask yourself, what kind of person can watch 1,000 people call the police out of genuine fear for him and feel nothing? What kind of person processes that information? 1,000 human beings scared enough to pick up the phone and call 911. And the only thing they take away from it is, wow, my show is working. That's not a con artist. A con artist at least understands that the people he's deceiving are real. This is something else. This is a person who does not experience other people's feelings as real. You're watching him, your data, your metrics, your proof the performance is landing, but you're not real to him. And you've never been real to him. In my opinion, if you really dive deep into the psychology of someone who I think he is, the type of personality I think he has, in my opinion, these people don't feel empathy. They're empty shells. Corey Richens is a fine example. Alec Murdaugh, another fine example. We have hundreds of them that we cover on this show every single day, who go out and kill. I expect everybody to believe that, well, that couldn't be possible. That's not what I'm doing. I'm going to rename it into something other than what it is. Can be shocked when the rest of the world doesn't go along with it. After the Psycho series ended, Ridgway co-founded a social platform called StoryFire. He told creators it was the future, a place where their work would matter, where they get paid fairly. Over 1 million people reportedly sign up. They put their content on that platform because Jesse Ridgway told them it was worth building on. It failed. He couldn't fund it. And he sold the whole thing, the website, the app, all of it, as an NFT for $15,000, allegedly. Some of those creators publicly called it a scam, and Jesse Ridgway's response was to title his video about the collapse, McJugger Nuggets Loses $3 Million Empire. His empire. His loss. 1 million people put their work on something he told them was solid, and when it vanished, the story was about how much Jesse lost. Again, same pattern. Other people investing something real, their fear, their trust, their labor. And Jesse converts it into something about himself. And when those people get burned, he doesn't see them. He sees his own reflection every single time. You have to look deeper than the surface on a monster like this. Which brings us to what just happened, because what just happened is worse than all of it. Jesse Ridgway allegedly married his wife Ashley in late 2025. And I say allegedly in a lot of this stuff because I don't even know if I believe that's real. I don't know how much is the performance and how much is the disorder or the lies or the fake or whatever you want to call it. And for pulling off this little scam here in March of 2026, June into 2026, getting married in late 2025 wasn't all that long ago. So if you're planning for a scam, you're planning for a stunt, we should be married, we should do this, and we'll make it, you know. So I don't know the answer. I'm not saying, and look, on his little stunt here too, their little stunt, because look, she's culpable in this too. I don't know for sure if it's real or not. I'm going to operate based on his pattern of behavior. Lies, lies, lies. Everything made up for the camera. I think you would be stupid not to. In March of 2026, they announced their pregnancy on YouTube and on Instagram. They posted ultrasound images for subscribers, started filming a gender reveal for his channel. And while they were filming, they opened a paternal report and discovered the markers of trisomy 21 Down syndrome. Just, oh, we're getting this live on camera. This, and everybody's eating it up. It must be real, right? Because he has such a great track record of telling the truth. Within days, Ridgeway posted his 4.3 million followers that he and Ashley had made the decision to terminate the pregnancy. Massive backlash. That's what the story so far has been. The massive backlash, the death threats. Poor us. Oh my God. We're just trying to live our life. How could people be so heartless? And blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, Jesse did what Jesse does. Before I get to what Jesse did, I want to talk about Ashley because nobody else is, and that's part of the problem. Ashley Ridgeway went through a real medical procedure, supposedly. She called it the most traumatic experience of her life, if it's true. She's supposedly a real person with a real body that went through something real. And within 48 hours of the public announcement, her husband was sitting on the set at TMZ Live telling a national audience he's sleeping next to a gun. She's at home, supposedly. She's recovering. She's dealing with something that most families process privately with their doctor, with their family in their own time. And her husband is on TMZ. I don't know what would be more disturbing, if this is real or if this is fake. Because if it's fake, I understand the modality of trying to, if your goal is solely attention, yeah, go to TMZ, go to here. If that's what is driving is solely attention and it's bullshit. If this is all real, and your modality is not to be sitting next to your wife, comforting her, trying to get the attention off of you guys so you can deal with this in private. But no, you're going out there making this a spectacle. That's even more sick. I think that's even more sick than it being all a farce. I'm hoping it's a farce. Every woman listening to this knows a man like this. The partner who takes your worst day and makes it about them. Except this is happening on a massive scale. The guy who walks into the room where you're grieving and says, "You won't believe what people are saying about me." The person who takes your pain and wears it like a costume so strangers will feel sorry for him. "I'm so sorry your wife is going through this. Oh my gosh, it's so, let me do an hour video. Oh, let me invite more controversy. Let me say more horrendous things that are gonna make people upset and insult them." And yeah. You know this guy. You've dated this guy. Hopefully you're not married to this guy. You've worked for this guy, and some of you were raised by this guy. Narcissism is neat, isn't it? I say that in the most rhetorical way possible. Did Ashley want any of this to be public? Did she ask to have her medical decision announced to 4.3 million strangers? Did she want to sit on TMZ? Because if you look at every decision in this whole saga, it's the same answer every time. Jesse decides. Jesse posts. Jesse goes on camera. And everyone around him gets to deal with the wreckage. The fans who called the police and asked to be lied to for 4 years. The creators of Storyfire didn't ask to build on a platform that would evaporate. And Ashley didn't ask for the worst week of her life to become content for 4 million people. Although maybe she did. Who knows what's going on behind those scenes? I'm guessing a lot of chaos. Jesse decided that for all of them. Because Jesse always decides. And that is where this stops being about a guy who's good at getting attention and starts being about something else entirely. A normal person who just went through the worst experience of their life can turn the camera off. A healthy normal person can sit with their wife and grieve privately. A healthy person can feel pain without converting it into something 4 million people watch. Jesse Ridgway cannot do any of those things. And I do not mean he chooses not to. I mean the off switch doesn't exist. There is no mode, it appears, in which Jesse Ridgway experiences something, anything, and does not immediately turn it outward for an audience. His fans... fear was content. His creator's trust was content. His wife's grief is content. His unborn child's diagnosis was content. There is no room inside this man that is not his stage. Look at that speed. The termination reportedly happened earlier in the week of June 3rd. On June 3rd, the announcement goes out to millions. On June 5th, the second statement, then TMZ Live, sleeping next to a gun, the whole thing. On June 6th, the lengthy live stream, 4 appearances in 5 days, each one bigger than the last. His wife is at home recovering, and Jesse's on his 4th camera in 5 days. That's not a man processing grief in public. That's compulsion. That's a man who cannot sit still with his own feelings long enough to actually let them be private. And then the gaslighting, because of course there's gaslighting. That's what this kind of person does when the reaction isn't what they expected, or maybe it is. And gaslighting is part of their modality. Jesse Ridgway says he was blindsided. He was just filming a YouTube video when the diagnosis appeared. He published the footage. He posted the announcement within days. He was on TMZ within 48 hours. That's not blindsided. Blindsided is a word you use when you don't know what to do. Jesse knew exactly what to do. He's been doing it for 20 years. He said the backlash exposed a side of humanity that is deeply disturbing. No, Jesse Ridgway posted one of the most divisive personal decisions in American life to 4.3 million strangers and then described the completely predictable reaction as everyone else's moral failing. Are you recognizing this type of character in the killers that we cover on the show? Corey Richens, Alec Murdaugh, you name him. He started the fire and called the fire department on the neighbors. He told reporters he shared the news because he wanted other families to feel less alone. That's the one that should make your blood boil, because that line, the noble, generous, selfless line, didn't appear in his original post, didn't appear in his follow-up. It showed up in press interviews after the backlash was already a national story. After the sympathy he expected didn't come, he made up the noble reason after the fact. The boyfriend who says something horrible and then when you're crying tells you he was just being honest with you for your own good. I can't help but being honest. The boss who humiliates you and says he was trying to help you grow. Noble motive. Invented afterwards. Designed to make you feel crazy for being upset about the thing they actually did. And then on a live stream, Jesse Ridgway said the thing that confirmed all of it. Critics told him his own parents could have made the same choice about him. And his answer was, I'm glad my dad didn't terminate me, but I'm normal. In the most staged bullshit I've ever seen. I mean, anybody who's lapping this shit up for rage bait, which is exactly what this jackass wants you to do. I'm sorry. I don't buy any of this is real. This is someone performing for the camera. This is someone taking a very harsh reality that so many families experience, turning it on its head, lighting it in fire, pissing on it, and calling it content. I'm glad my dad didn't terminate me, but I'm normal. You know, he had pre-planned that line. He was waiting for a way to deliver that line. The way you watch him deliver that line tells me it was completely staged. Wait, I'm going to get this one in there because that's going to upset people and that'll create clicks and that'll create views and that'll create people talking. That's exactly what's going on here. And anyone who's lapping this shit up, His wife is still recovering from something devastating, supposedly. Families with Down syndrome children are watching this man use the word normal to justify why his baby wasn't worth the trouble. And the word Jesse reaches for in the middle of all of it is a word about himself. I'm normal. I turned out fine. Yeah, you sure did. My existence is the proof, not Ashley's pain, not the weight of the decision, not the families watching this who love their kids exactly as they are. Jesse's normalcy, Jesse's value, Jesse's life is evidence that Jesse was right. He couldn't access his own unborn child as a separate human being, even in that moment, even talking about a baby he says he wanted. The child is not a person in Jesse Ridgway's mind. The child is a data point in Jesse Ridgway's argument about Jesse Ridgway. And if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will. And here's the part nobody is talking about. What happens when a person like this, a person who cannot experience other people's feelings as real, who cannot stop performing, who converts every human being in their orbit into material, what happens when that person has 4.3 million subscribers? Because the answer is, it gets worse. It can only get worse. Every view tells Jesse that what he's doing is working. Every click validates the consumption. Every TMZ booking, every headline, every comment section full of outrage gives him exactly what the broken part of his brain is longing for. The audience is the engine now, and no private relationship can compete with that engine. Not Ashley, not his family, not anyone, because no one person, love or grief or pain, will ever generate the kind of feedback that 4 million strangers can. And Jesse Ridgway's brain has been trained for 20 years to go where the feedback is. So here's what Jesse Ridgway is, in my opinion, and I'm not going to soften it. This is a man who has watched 1,000 people call the police for him and felt nothing but satisfaction. A man who built a platform in other people's trust, sold it for parts, and made the whole thing collapse about himself. A man whose wife went through the worst experience of her life, allegedly, and couldn't make it through the week without turning her grief into a press tour. A man who cannot access his own unborn child as anything other than proof of his own normalcy. A man who invents noble motives after the fact because the real motive is the one thing he will never say out loud. I need the whole world to look at me. That's the motive. He's going to do it again. He's going to do it to the next person who gets close to him. And the one after that and the one after that. Because 4 million subscribers are telling him every single day that this is working. No one in his life can compete with that number. No one ever will. Until it goes even more horribly off the rails for clicks. And this ends up being some sort of a Dateline special. I asked you at the top, is Jesse Ridgway a fraud or is there something actually wrong with him? Now that you've heard the record, I'll tell you what I think. I think it started as a fraud early on, and I think maybe at some point, maybe during the Psycho series, maybe during Story Fire, maybe the first time he realized he could point a camera at someone else's pain and turn it into attention, the fraud became the person. And the person can't find the edge of the performance anymore. He doesn't know where Jesse ends and the show begins. And neither does anyone around him. That's not a career. That's a personality disorder with a subscriber count. And everyone who loves Jesse Ridgway is going to keep paying for it until the audience stops watching or more people die. And the audience isn't going to stop watching. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in and get your thoughts and opinion. Be sure to press subscribe. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.